after the raucous send-off from their friends, Danar had surprised her by steering Orin's borrowed land speeder past Bastine and continuing east. As the kilometers sped by, the young bride's anticipation only grew. Spacecraft that soundlessly soared in the oasis sky rumbled and gleamed here, all heading to or from the steaming mirage on the horizon. For a few wonderful minutes, Annalene had allowed herself to imagine that her surprise honeymoon included a trip on one of those starships. To the core worlds, perhaps. Or better, to one of the wild places shown in the university safari brochure. Reaching the streets of Mos Eisley, which turned out to be as shabby and hectic as the pictures had shown, did nothing to still her hopes. Her sights were set higher. Danar had pulled the vehicle up to the Twin Shadows Inn, an acceptably clean, if far from posh, establishment off Kerner Plaza. The stay was the gift, all that a rural shop owner starting out could afford. But even with her stellar hopes dashed, Annalene soon realized that if she was looking for an exotic locale with strange creatures, Mos Eisley easily sufficed. Kerner Plaza was a relatively upscale neighborhood, with clean showrooms alongside outdoor bazaars. Located near the Republic Traveler's Aid office, the streets were safe enough to walk at twilight without blaster in hand. And Danar had even taken her to dinner at the Court of the Fountain, where she had marveled at every sight. Only a hut-owned establishment was rich enough to use water for decoration. Mos Eisley was a violent, congested mess, but it was also exciting and surprising. A doorway jammed half open to another dimension of adventure. If Mos Eisley wasn't the next best thing to going to the stars, it was still several steps closer than anything else on Tatooine. To this day, Annalene remembered every moment of the trip. She and Danar had never made it back to Mos Eisley together. Some store emergency always interfered. But Annalene had returned several times since Danar's death, usually alone, but once with each child individually. She and Danar had always talked of bringing the whole family here at some point, but the chance had never come. Now, she walked the streets of the city with both children at once, and for the first time, with a new companion. Ben walked behind the group, his cowl pulled low over his head. He stepped quickly to keep up with the Cowells, saying little. They looked like any other family out on the town, only with a son unhappy to have his father along, and a father who wasn't too thrilled either. He could have waited at the repair shop, James said as the group turned a corner. It was going to be 5 hours, Callie said.
I wouldn't have minded, Ben said pleasantly. There was a chair there.
It had an engine manifold sitting on it, Annalene said, shaking her head. Jabe's annoyance at their hooded tag-along hadn't lessened since the testy ride-in from the desert. The boy started walking faster through the crowd, ahead of his mother and sister. Slow down, Jabe, Annalene said. Stay with the group. She looked back at Ben and smiled. You too. Ben gamely followed, but Annalene could tell wandering a busy city wasn't his first choice for a good time. Strange. He had seemed so well-traveled to her. Well, maybe she could change that. Turning the corner into Kerner Plaza, however, the foursome encountered a different form of traffic. Dozens of hammer-headed Ithorians thronged the open space, stomping their tree-trunk feet and jubilantly waving soundmakers in silver tassels.
Within a second, the crowd of brown-skinned giants engulfed the human visitors. "I think we've wandered into a wedding," Ben yelled, straining to be heard over the din. "They have a lot of them here," Annalene called back, smiling. A leather-skinned Ithorian danced past on spindly legs. Spying Annalene, the long-necked creature grabbed her by the shoulders and spun with her into the festive crowd. Whirling, Annalene could see Jabe reaching for his blaster, and then Ben placing his hand on the boy's wrist. Callie was in the dance now, too, as was, Annalene saw, just about every poor pedestrian who had wandered past. The twirling slowed, long enough for her to see a panicked Ben in the arms of a tall, female Ithorian bedecked in garlands. The mother of the bride? Annalene didn't know. As they both spun, she could only tell that Ben definitely didn't want to dance, and that he just as surely had no choice, as the wave of partygoers surged again. Finally, the alien released her, centrifugal force whipping her away to the side of the street. She braced herself against a stone column, laughing between gasps for breath. A delighted Callie broke free next, followed by Ben. His hood down and hair mussed, he looked like a man who'd just finished a pod race. Reclaiming her hat, Annalene scanned the crowd for Jabe. She found him against the nearest building, leaning standoffishly and clearly prepared to pull his blaster on anyone who came near. "I thought you wanted to get out of the store to have fun," she said. "Not my idea of fun," her son said. His flustered look vanished a second later, however, as a procession of scantily clad Twi'lek women emerged from the building behind him, carrying trays of multicolored drinks. "Well, we've found your idea of fun," Annalene thought. Another group of servers followed. Twi'lek males, their attire even more unsuited to the dangerous suns, brought silver platters with exotic foodstuffs for anyone and everyone. "This party is getting better all the time," Callie said, smiling. "Can we stay here?" Annalene looked over at Ben. He looked gray. She couldn't imagine he wanted to stay in the festival a second longer. Looking at the building the service had emerged from, though, she realized where she was. Serendipity, she thought.